We obviously need to fundraise, and a charity screening of the film War Horse was chosen because Shorncliffe Garrison is comprises 77 acres of former training land and garrison blocks, barracks, etc. And the majority of that will be demolished for new housing. Obviously, we all need new housing, but only five of the buildings will remain. One of those buildings to be lost is the last connection to horses from World War One, and it's a stable block on Risborough Barracks. Unfortunately, there is no building value in it, but the value in terms of link with World War One, with horses, because Shorncliffe was a significant cavalry depot for during World War One. We believe up to 10,000 horses a day would be stabled there. It was the home of the Canadian Veterinary Corps as well, so those horses would come over regularly and be taken back to Belgium and the Somme, and straight into action. They were rested and recovered at Shorncliffe and then taken back. And of course, War Horse is tells a significant story of such a horse. So that's why we've chosen it. Well, we have been told that we can't prevent the demolition. So to raise awareness and to raise awareness of the cause that we are trying to say, Shorncliffe has played such a significant part in defending this part of the country. Frontline Kent, you know, we understand that we need housing, but to save a small corner as a heritage and education centre, there are some buildings, but we're not sure if we can fundraise sufficiently to secure them. So, you know, this has been ongoing for a number of years. So the importance of this building that remains is that it is the last item that can be truly connected to horses during World War One. It is of that age. It is 1903 or 1904. It is in a very poor state of disrepair. It's waiting for the wrecking ball. But that connection is there. So horses from that time would have been would have used that stable block. And as I say, those horses would have come over from the front, would have been would have recuperated at Shorncliffe, and those that were able to would have been sent back for further conflict. And so it did play a significant part in World War One.